left-wing Salon, GOP world's largest white supremacist group, de facto terrorist organization. By Joshua Klein on June 16, 2022. White America, which is too comfortable with the suffering of black people and needs to be purged of its allegiance to white supremacy, should be ashamed after the Buffalo mass shooting. According to a recent Salon piece that accuses the GOP of being a de facto terrorist organization as well as the world's largest white supremacist group. The Tuesday essay titled A Month After Buffalo, Is White America Ashamed, or Has It Already Forgotten? And penned by Salon Politics staff writer Chauncey DeVica, bears the subheading, White Supremacist Delusions That Drove Buffalo Shooter Are Now in the GOP Mainstream. So much for a reckoning. DeVica begins by claiming the mass shooting in Buffalo last month that killed 10 people has been all but washed away by the onrushing torrent of the news cycle, if not entirely forgotten. For black people, Buffalo offered one more example of existential terror. One more illustration that black people in America cannot safely do the most mundane things without facing the danger of racist violence, he writes. He also claims that white America has both forgotten the incident and become too comfortable with the misery, pain, and death of black Americans. Within less than a month, the Buffalo massacre has largely been forgotten by America's mainstream news media, white opinion leaders, and the white public as a whole, he writes. White America is entirely too comfortable with black and brown people's misery, pain and death, and has used it as the scaffolding for a larger culture of cruelty, oppression and exploitation, he added. DeVica then quotes journalist Chris Hedges, who argued that white people built their supremacy in America and globally with violence. They massacred Native Americans and stole their land. They kidnapped Africans, shipped them as cargo to the Americas, and then enslaved, lynched, imprisoned and impoverished black people for generations, Hedges wrote. They have always gunned down black people with impunity. A historical reality only recently discernible to most white people because of cell phone videos of killings, he added. Consequently, DeVica asks if the Buffalo mass shooting has led to a collective reckoning or great awakening for white America, finally willing to purge its racism and its allegiance to white supremacy. It has not, he asserts. According to DeVica, for many Republicans and Trump followers, overt white supremacy and racial authoritarianism have been mainstreamed, franchised and laundered into something positive and noble in the alternate reality of MAGA world. In that same light, the Buffalo attack did not force a sane response to America's sick gun culture either, he writes. The gun industry, the NRA, Federalist Society judges, right-wing interest groups and organizations, the small proportion of white men who own the vast majority of guns in America, the Republican Party and the right-wing Christian churches have the American people in a literal death grip, he argued. DeVica then asks if Republicans and Trump supporters feel shame and disgust about themselves when they learned that the terrorists who killed 10 black people in Buffalo shared their delusional beliefs about white people being replaced or oppressed in America. Of course not, he asserts. If anything, the Buffalo attack appears to have reinforced their commitment to protecting white privilege and white power by any means necessary. Claiming there is no substantive evidence to support the belief that discrimination against white Americans has become as big a problem as that against black Americans, DeVica states that white people control every major social, economic, and political institution in America. Other research has repeatedly shown that white victimology is highly correlated with support for Trump, other types of anti-black and anti-brown racial animus, and old-fashioned racism and bigotry as well, he added. According to DeVica, new polling data reinforces once again that today's Republican Party, along with the larger conservative movement, has become the world's largest white supremacist and white identity organization. Based on its increasing support for right-wing political violence, the Republican Party is now a de facto terrorist organization as well, he added. DeVica also charged that former President Donald Trump's slogans about America First or Making America Great Again are just restatements of the old principles of Herren folk democracy with its white freedom and white power ideologies. According to that worldview and white racial logic, America is first, foremost and most fundamentally a white man's and white woman's country, he added. Everyone else is just a guest. He concludes by claiming white supremacy remains a fixture in America. White supremacy may put on different robes and masks. It may wear suits and ties, dresses and pantsuits, chinos and polo shirts. But it remains a constant in American history, he wrote. In March, DeVica said Democrats don't want unity with the GOP fascists. As he accused Republicans of seeking to create a society in which black people have no rights the white man is bound to respect. In February, he claimed the GOP has morphed from an evil insect into a full-blown terrorist organization. While accusing Republicans and Trump supporters of seeking a war against American democracy, encouraging wide-scale violence against the left and minorities, and using stochastic terrorism to achieve their aims. In October, a shockingly anti-white and anti-Christian salon piece by DeVica referred to the Republican fascist movement as objectively evil, hoping that people of color die out in the battle against multiracial democracy, while accusing white Christians of embracing lies, terrorism, white supremacy, and fascism. Last February, another salon essay penned by DeVica accused Republicans of resembling good Germans of the Nazi era, wishing to believe they are decent people while hiding behind fictions of plausible deniability for the evils committed by their leader. As he described today's conservatism as seeking friendly fascism masked in an appeal to return to traditional values. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.